It just happens when you get older. It takes a lot longer to recover from things.
All right. Let's see if we can get this to work. Alrighty, welcome to the Build and Launch Show. Why don't we get started here? This is Justin Jackson, and I am recording on the road here in Edmonton, Alberta, for my buddy Daryl's wedding. And I've got my road set up here. I've got a microphone, but it's not my normal setup. I'm not in the sound booth back in Vernon, BC. Hopefully this sounds okay. Glad you guys are here. Welcome to the show if this is your first time. This is the show where we build and launch a product every 7 days. I announce it on Friday, and then I try to ship it by Thursday. And the whole idea is to encourage you, the listener, to start now and start small with your own projects. Instead of dreaming and planning and thinking about doing something really big, why not start with something small? Something you could do in 7 days. That's the whole idea. And we're in season two now. This is the first product of season two. We're going to launch three more things. I'll be announcing the new product at the end of this episode. But first, I've got a lot to tell you, because I've been working on the first product. I announced it on Monday. We had a late start this week. And that gave me, let's see, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days to get this thing done. What I decided to do was relaunch a course that I had built a long time ago. And it was on a platform, a course platform, which was costing me a lot of money. So I think what I'd said is it was about $2,000 I'd spent hosting the course on this platform since August. So where are we now? August, September, October, November, December, January, February. So we're in March now. So that's about 7.5 months. But $2,000, that's a lot of money to be spending just to host this course. And so in season one, go back to that, season one, my friend Carl Alexander and I, we built a plugin that would allow me to host the course on WordPress. And so I thought, for season two, why don't I eat my own dog food and actually use that plugin to create my course on WordPress? And so that's the whole idea. Let's rewind a little bit back to Monday when I started this project. How was I feeling?
All right. So it's Monday night, and this is technically my first day on this week's project. But it's 10:15 right now, and I'm burnt out. And I'm watching Metal Evolution. It's a documentary series sent. My friend Chase sent it to me. I'm just kind of burnt out from working all day and then recording today's podcast episode, so I'm hoping to get an early start on the project tomorrow.
All right, so not the most inspired launch ever, but the reason I share these little clips from my life with you on the podcast is because I want to paint a realistic picture of what this creation process looks like. I think we often read these blog posts or hear even these podcasts where everyone's celebrating the success and, you know, showing you what they built and launched and, you know, makes it look easy. And I don't think it's easy for anybody. I think it's hard for all of us. And that's why I'm sharing little bits of my life to bring some realism to this. There's nights where you're just friggin' tired and you just need to lay in bed and watch a show. And I think that's okay. The one thing I've learned by doing these launches is that doing the work is very important. Like, if you keep procrastinating and you keep, you know, just planning and researching and never getting to the work, you'll never finish anything. But on the other hand, you also need to take care of yourself. And sometimes that means getting some sleep, damn it. Anyway, another kind of real part about this is that I am married and I have 4 kids, and it's challenging building stuff. I'm also working full-time, and it's challenging building stuff on the side. And, you know, a lot of people emailed me and asked me, how did you do it? You know, you must have some sort of magical power to be able to kind of do this stuff. And the truth is that, you know, a lot of times it's really messy. Here's me talking to my wife in the car. It's a little bit noisy, but I think you'll be able to get the gist of what's going on.
So one of the questions that people on the list asked was, what was it like for you? They were specifically asking about season one, but what was it like for you when I was building and launching a product every week?
Well, I remember at the end, about the third week in, I remember feeling kind of burnt out, like I'd done a lot around the house, and I'd done a lot with the kids, and I'd done a lot of driving. You had missed some of the kids' activities or forgot that they had... Wednesdays are big days, and so, yeah, you forgot to do some things, so that was...
So I forgot the kids' activities that Wednesday.
And I was burnt out by the end of the third week, and you're like, what? What's going on? I'm like, don't you realize you've been really busy? But on the other hand, what I know about you already is that you're already very busy doing stuff. And I think what this did for you is it helped you focus on something and actually launch stuff. You're actually producing something rather than just feeling like you're sitting there. I don't know how you felt, but
yeah.
I know that when I feel like sometimes I'm bogged down and I just do the same thing over and over, but I'm not actually getting there. And
yeah.
this provided you some focus.
I totally felt like that. That having one focus every week was really helpful.
So this stuff is messy, but on the other hand, it's worth doing. And I'm still trying to figure out balance and how to still be a good dad and a good husband and at the same time, you know, fulfill this part of me. And there's no real easy answers. All right, so back to this week's project.
So it's 8:30 at night on Tuesday, March 17th. And I've just sat down to start working on the course. Kids are in bed. There was a bug I found in Product Press earlier, and Carl came home from the pub on St. Paddy's Day to fix it. Thanks for that, Carl. So now that's fixed, and I'm reactivating it. Oh, but it looks like it's still not working for me. Why is that? Looks like it's still broken. So Carl could be in bed by now, so I might need to work on this tomorrow.
So, a few technical speed bumps along the way. That's just what happens, especially when you're working with a partner who is in another time zone. But Carl woke up the next day, fixed the bug, and I started building this course. It's justinjackson.ca/audience course. That's where you can go and look and see this course that I've been talking about. It's called Build Your Audience. Anyway, so... yeah, I'm working away, getting things done. Unfortunately, a lot of this work has to happen at home, and I don't know about your place, but this is what my house often sounds like. So there's my youngest son's recording debut. So did I launch on Thursday? Yes. I had to cheat a little bit. I was able to send the finished course to two of the course members that had, you know, previously bought it, and they gave me the thumbs up. So this morning, Friday, I sent it to everybody else that had already purchased the course. You can go check it out. Like I said, justinjackson.ca/audience course, and you can buy it and access it on WordPress right away. And I've got to tell you that having this course on this other platform for so long and it costing me so much money, it's been hanging over my head and kind of weighing me down forever. So finally setting a deadline, a 1 week deadline, and getting it done feels amazing. I just feel like this huge weight's been lifted off my shoulders, that is, you know, I no longer have to pay for that other really expensive thing. I'm able to use my own plugin that I built with Carl. It's that, by the way, that plugin is called productpress.me if you want to check that out and build your own course. But anyway, I just feel so great about that. And this next week's product is going to help you feel like that too. Weekofhustle.com. You can go there right now and sign up for the waiting list. That's going to be the second product of season two. Is I want to help folks like you get that same feeling of actually building and finishing and launching something in 7 days. So I want to translate the experience that we have here on this podcast into your life. Go check it out, weekofhustle.com. Hey folks, if you want to help the show out, you can leave a review in iTunes. You just search for Build and Launch, look for the bearded guy in a toque, and click 5 stars. Or if you're feeling really generous, write a review down. And I read those on the show all the time. If you could do that, that'd be great. If you'd like to hang out and talk to me on Twitter, I'm the letter M, the letter I, Justin. And if you want to talk via email, go to buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. Sign up for that, and then just respond to the first automatic email you get, and I'd be happy to answer your questions. That's all I have for this week, folks. Thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you on Tuesday when we do a midweek checkup. Oh, one more thing. You can get all the show notes for this episode at buildandlaunch.net/19. It's where you'll get all the links to everything I described here in the show. Thanks again. Talk to you later.
Well, Justin has to ship something every single week, and even when he doesn't make it, it's still a treat. So please listen, darling. I don't ask that much. Let me listen to an episode of Build and Launch.